Day 26, no more clutter. Luke 12, verse 15. Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." We read Matthew 6, verse 31 to 33. "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." We live in a strange age when what car we drive or what clothes we wear defines our value more than our character does. As a culture, we have become preoccupied with things and overwhelmed by this false need to have more stuff. The advertising world pressurizes us to buy the latest and greatest technical toy, while every need is pandered to and supplied instantly. We live in a materialistic age where possessions have become obsessions. However, as we watch the consequences of this lifestyle begin to hit our nations, with the stock markets crashing and banks failing, we need to reevaluate this way of life. Here in the first scripture, the Bible warns us to resist an attitude of greed because it will destroy our life. "Watch out," this verse explains. "You're about to be trapped by the abundance of things, and this will ensnare you." We need to deal with every wrong materialistic desire and crucify it, or it will rob us in our race. We need to discipline our finances. Ask God to supply all our needs, and then live within our means. In society today, too many people have sizable amounts of personal debt, but keep spending. These debts then become a trap, weighing people down with worry and even restricting their ability to obey God's call. I met a wonderful couple who knew from their university days that they were called to go to the mission field in North Africa. But after a series of bad choices, they were left in such a terrible debt that they could not, in the natural order of things, pay or work their way out of their debts for about 25 years. They realised that their lack of discipline in their earlier years could now have cost them their dream. It was a hard lesson to learn. I believe that money is not given to us primarily to look after our needs, but is a wonderful tool that we should use to care for others around us too. We are to be people of generosity and should constantly seek to bless others with our money and gifts. I often say that I pray for God to bless my finances so that I can upgrade my standard of giving, not just my standard of living. We need to have money, but learn to use it and steward it wisely. Yet, we must not let the fear of having no money control us either. As the economic climate hits families and financial times are tough, we must not worry. The second scripture promises that if we put God first, he will take care of our needs. Recently, I was reading the Lord's Prayer again and stopped to consider the phrase, "Give us today our daily bread." I realized that God supplies all our needs one day at a time. We want God to guarantee our future financial security, a healthy pension, and adequate savings. God does not necessarily guarantee this request, but he does promise he will supply our needs for each day. Today, God will give you your food, money for your bills, clothes to wear. Today, God will take care of your financial needs, so do not worry. So often in my life when I've thought, I've stretched too far, believed for too much, God has supplied the salary, given us the food, the money for fuel. God has never failed. But he has kept me panicking to the last moment sometimes. So do not let your mind get cluttered with fears about money. Today, decide to trust and to watch for God's supernatural supply. Let's pray. Father, teach me to be more disciplined in the area of my finances. Help me to discern between greedy desires and legitimate needs. Teach me to be more disciplined with my money and use it wisely. Show me how to be generous and bless others. Help me know that as I sacrifice and seek you first, you will take care of my needs. Let me seek your kingdom more than my own desires. Thank you for breaking the fear of money in my life and letting me live free. Amen.